Once upon a time, there lived a miller and his beautiful daughter. The miller always dreamt of being rich. Because of this, all he ever did was lie to people around him. The fame of the miller's story went all the way to the king. Calling him to the castle, the king decided to give the miller a lesson. But the miller didn't hesitate on lying to him.
Your Highness, my daughter can turn straw into gold threads.
The king did not believe him.
Okay, if you say so, bring her here tomorrow. Show us how so that we can believe you.
When the miller told his daughter, she was furious.
Father, you lied again! What am I going to do now?
Her father was very embarrassed. The following day, helplessly, the miller and his daughter went to the king. The king took the girl into a room. In the room were a spinning wheel and a basket full of straw for her to string.
By sunrise, I want you to turn all the straw into gold. If you don't, a very big punishment will be waiting for you.
The king had the miller locked in the dungeon. As for his daughter, he placed two guards at her door. The girl looked at both the straw and the spinning wheel and helplessly began to cry.
Oh, Daddy!
Suddenly, a light appeared in the room. When the light disappeared, a small, ugly elf appeared. The girl looked at the little man with great confusion.
And why might you be crying?
The king wants me to turn this straw into gold. But I can't do it.
I can do this for you, but I wonder what you can give me in return.
The girl took her necklace off and gave it to the elf. As soon as the elf got the necklace, he sat in front of the spinning wheel and began to spin the straw. Round and round as the wheel began to spin, the pulley started to fill with golden string. In a short while, the elf turned all the straw into gold. And just as he had appeared, he disappeared. It was now morning. The king entered the room, and once he saw the pulleys, he was amazed.
I thought your father was a liar. He has amazed me.
The girl thought about escaping and was very happy, but the king just brought in more straw.
If you want to be free, you must turn all the straw into gold by morning.
The girl began to cry once again, and the ugly elf appeared.
I can turn these into gold as well, but what will you give me in return?
The girl reached to her precious ring and gave it to the little man.
I can give you this very precious ring, which was given to me by my mother.
The elf got the ring and began to spin the straw. Round and round as the wheel turned, the pulley filled with golden string. By the morning, it all finished. The baskets were full of gold. When the king entered the room, he was very happy. This time, he filled the whole room with straw.
If you manage to turn all the straw into gold, I'm going to forgive both you and your father. In fact, I'm going to ask for you to be my queen.
As soon as the king left the room, the elf appeared once again. But this time, there was nothing that the girl could give him. The elf said, "After you marry the king, you must give me the child you give birth to. This way, I will turn all this straw into gold." Helplessly, the girl accepted his offer. This time round, the elf began to work much faster. Round and round as the spinning wheel spun, the pulley began to fill with gold. It was morning once again, and the king entered. He saw the gold and was very happy. He proposed to the girl. The girl was now a queen. After a short time had passed, the queen had a child. One day when the queen was putting her baby to sleep, the elf appeared.
Did you forget the promise you gave me?
No, I have not. But please don't take my baby away.
The elf felt sorry for the queen and gave her one chance.
If in 3 days you find out what my name is, you can keep your child.
Once the elf disappeared, the queen began to think. She called the guard and got him to make a list of all the names in the country. The guard made a list of all the names on a piece of paper and by morning brought it to the queen. In the morning, the elf reappeared and asked the queen what his name was. And so the queen began to read all the names on the piece of paper.
Is it David?
No.
Robert?
No.
Tom?
No.
Peter?
No.
After the queen finished reading out all the names, the elf said,
None of them. I'm leaving now, but I will be back tomorrow.
And he disappeared. The queen called the guard and this time asked the guard to make a list of all the names in the neighbouring kingdoms. Before it was morning, the guard wrote down all the names he found on a piece of paper and gave it to the queen. When the sun rose, the elf reappeared.
So, were you able to find my name?
Balthazar!
No!
Hans?
No!
Mustafa? Gustav?
No matter how many names she counted, she just couldn't find it.
Tomorrow is the last day. I'll be back. But you don't stand a chance.
The elf disappeared once again. The queen called the guard and this time asked that they travelled more countries and got more names. At sunrise, the guard made his way to the queen and began to explain all that he had seen the night before.
While I was walking in the forest, I saw a small house and there were talking trees and the dwarf jumping around the fire singing a song.
The baby will be mine, she will be my sunshine. For this moment I've been waiting, my name is Rumpelstiltskin.
The queen was very happy to hear all that was said. And so it was morning and the elf reappeared. When he asked the queen what his name was, the queen made it as if she didn't know his name and began to count different names. Shaking his head, the elf kept on saying no. As the queen got the wrong answers, he just got happier and happier. In the end, the queen said his name.
Is it Rumpelstiltskin?
But, how could you have known? This can't be. A wizard must have told you! Yes, a wizard!
The elf stomped his foot on the ground and the floor cracked and his foot got buried. Then as he tried to get away, he stomped his other foot and the floor cracked even more. And down he went. Finally, the queen got rid of the greedy elf. And later, went over to the king and honestly explained all that had happened. The king saw that the queen regretted what had happened, and so he forgave her. As for her father, the king thought the right thing to do was to punish him. And so he sent him far away out of the kingdom. And so the king, queen, and their child lived a wealthy and healthy life.